This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air with CJ and Malia. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. A couple of pieces of information to keep with you as we talk with CJ and Malia this morning. First off, I mentioned, of course, love to hear from you with your question. Secondly, the website for Klaus Financial, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their website, I mentioned klausfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. CJ, Malia, how are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing really well. Great to talk with you. CJ, Malia, how are you?
Very good. I was thinking Sean should become the new weatherman because every day looks perfect, like today, right, Sean?
Yes,
everybody would love you if you told them it's going to be another perfect day.
Yes. In the big scheme of things, there's no bad days, right? They're all good. There's just better days. Yeah. So we've got a great conversation ahead, and we're going to be talking about some of the steps, speaking of better days and good days ahead, great opportunities and steps that you need to do when it comes to approaching retirement and the importance of things like beneficiaries and investments and property and all of those things that are important as far as getting all of your financial plans in order. Don't forget, as we talk with CJ and Malia, I mentioned, of course, the phone lines are open for your question at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial on their website as well as sign up for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter. All you got to do is get to klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, also do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week coming up a little bit later in the program. This week, another fantastic prize provided by the folks at Klaus Financial. This week, a $25 gift card to Ulta Beauty. We'll tell you a little bit about how you can win that a little bit later in the program. Little tip, though, just listen closely. Typically, both the question and answer come up during the show. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yes, so this was an important topic we discussed. The question was, under normal circumstances, if I retire at age 63, can I get my health insurance through Medicare? And if you listen to our program, you learned that the target age, generally speaking, that people can normally go on to Medicare is age 65. So the answer was false. And congratulations to our winner last week was Sue of McFarland. She had the correct answer, and she's enjoying that gift card right now. So everyone listen today and hopefully you can win. I think Sean's gunning for the Ulta Beauty gift card. So
big fan right there.
Yeah. He was like, man, I wanted that.
You know me, Malia. Yes. As we mentioned too, we're going to be talking this morning about the importance of discussing, you know, the steps that we always talk about, things as far as leading up to retirement and preparing for retirement. We'll talk about some of the things also when it comes to the importance of reviewing things like beneficiaries on your various investments and properties. Right?
Yes, this is an important topic. Many people have heard us talk about on this show, or have heard their own financial advisor, maybe their accountant or friend even say to them, hey, you need to draft a will and guardianship for your minor children and get powers of attorney. Now, truth be told, half of you out there, statistically speaking at least, have not taken that very basic advice to at least establish a will and powers of attorney. And I hate to be the Grinch here, but you need to get that done. That is a big deal. So go out. Every American that has any assets to their name should consider getting a basic will and powers of attorney. But even for those who have, sometimes they just kind of preemptively like check the box and say, good, I'm done. You know, and they turn off the brain to that conversation anymore. And this is where we again see some mistakes occur. So you should review, if necessary, and update your beneficiaries very often. So we kind of check that box. We go, I got that will and that those powers of attorney in place. And then life changes, right? You have children, or one of your children becomes estranged from the family, or you sell a piece of real estate and buy another piece of real estate. There's many things that can happen in life, or you get divorced and get remarried. There's many things that can happen in life that would require you to go back and blow the dust off that will and powers of attorney. And I would argue, as importantly, if not potentially more importantly, review your beneficiaries. So something a lot of people don't realize, and this happens commonly, is we will kind of needle our clients until they get their estate plans done. And then they come in and they go, oh, good news. I feel so much better. That's all done. I'm in good shape now. And I go, what do you mean? You haven't adjusted your beneficiaries with us. And they go, oh, it doesn't matter. My will takes care of all of that. Well, no, it doesn't. I'm here to, once again, kind of blow the smoke out of the room and tell you that your will, or I'm sorry, your beneficiary designations trump whatever your will says. Let me repeat that. Your beneficiary designations trump whatever your will says. Well, what has beneficiary designations? Well, retirement accounts, life insurance policies. Many times, significant assets in your life don't even abide by whatever your will says. So typically, your attorney will draft these documents. They will then create what are called funding instructions. Those funding instructions, then you have to carry them out. If you don't, then you kind of wasted your time getting the will or getting the trust put in place. So please, please, please do not leave an ex-spouse on there, a former sibling maybe before you got married. So maybe you weren't married when you got the will, but now you are. And then review this when major life events occur, whether they be births, deaths, divorce, whatever it might be. Slow down and review those beneficiary designations. Blow the smoke off the will and the trust to make sure it says what you need it to. And then just really focus on those beneficiary designations, because all too commonly we find people who they may manage their will or their trust, but they never look at the beneficiary designations. Then a death occurs and kids, grandkids are left kind of picking up the pieces of the mess that you made.
Really good advice, really good guidance. And I know it was an eye-opening thing I did not know until talking with you guys a few years ago. We touched on this as well, is that I think a lot of folks have the misconception of, oh, I've got a will covers it all. And it's very important, as CJ points out, to go over this stuff and regularly examine and make sure everything is set up properly. Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. And if you have questions for CJ and Malia, prime time to call. Get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll take your question. We'll also talk about POA, power of attorney. What is that? We'll find out from CJ and Malia next and take your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you have a question for our retirement planning professionals, get you on the air right now at 321-1310. Don't forget as well, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Talking about the importance of reviewing your beneficiaries when it comes to your investments and your property. And it's a very, very important thing. Another important area in all of this and part of this conversation is power of attorney documents. Those should probably be reviewed as well, shouldn't they?
Yes, just like CJ said, this is an extremely important area that you first of all, you get done, and then you actually look at perhaps updating this throughout the course of your life. So we would say that getting a power of attorney for health and property is super, super important. Now, CJ used the kind word of needling our clients. I think it's more of a nag, but we'll use needling. It sounds nicer today. And we'll have clients come in and go, just like CJ said, oh my goodness, I got my will done. And we say, okay, what about the POA documents? And they're like, Now, most attorneys generally draft them all at the same time, but these are really important. So first of all, I just want to segment, define what the difference is between being a beneficiary that we just told you is so important versus being a power of attorney. So a named beneficiary, you have to understand that only comes into effect at the death of someone, whereas the power of attorney document comes into effect while the person is still living, but typically incapacitated. Doesn't have to be incapacitated, but typically, which we'll go into in a minute. So we ask, you know, what's more likely to happen to our clients? Are they likely to have some type of incapacitation due to a car accident or something like that, or an early death? Quite honestly, it's usually an incapacitation because they were in the hospital for a period of time. So we want to make sure these are in place and they're updated as necessary. And if you don't have these documents, seek out a referral to get these in place. So we want to define different types of power of attorney documents that are out there. There is a power of attorney for property, also referred to as a financial power of attorney. We'll discuss the health power of attorney a little in a few minutes. So it's important to note that a power of attorney for property does not convey your health and medical decisions. That's what the power of attorney for health will do for you. So when you're ill or incapacitated, either for a short time or long time, you do need someone to help manage your financial affairs, your investment decisions. And so that person's known as your agent. And you, so what you're going to do in this document is specify who will carry out that that job for you. So there's different kinds of power of attorneys. There's the limited power of attorney, and that's usually assigned for a specific purpose time period. So if I'm going to be abroad, say, for a working for maybe a six-month stint, and I'm not going to be stateside, I might assign someone to actually be here locally to go ahead and convey my wishes since I'm out of town. Or maybe I'm going to have surgery, something like that. A general power of attorney is much more comprehensive. And this is where people really have to understand the differences. This person actually has the powers to act on your behalf, managing all your financial transactions, signing documents, and it can remain effective until you pass away. But in most states, it will automatically end if you become incapacitated. So you have to understand when you sign over someone to be your agent for things, you have to understand the limitations and also what you're granting them to be able to do. A durable power of attorney serves the same function as the general power of attorney, but it remains effective even after you become incapacitated. That's really what it's designed for. So that way your agent can manage all those affairs. Again, you have to be very clear. Do they have the ability to change beneficiaries? Do they have the ability to decide who lives in your house if you're incapacitated? It really can go quite deep, so you want to make sure you speak to an estate planning attorney. Make sure you have the right POA documents in order to make sure it's going to carry out the wishes you want while you're still living.
Very good stuff. Talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A fantastic website. A lot of great information about the separate divisions of Kloss Financial, how they can help you, or if you're an employer, help you with your employees and manage those accounts as well. Another really cool thing on the website, scroll down to the bottom, you'll see an envelope that says Stay Current. That's your place to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a great little snapshot. You get in your inbox each week of what's going on in the markets. And, of course, a link to this fantastic podcast as well. I signed up a couple of years ago. It's a great tool. Again, just get to klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. So as we're talking power of attorney, what about healthcare power of attorney documents? What do we need to know there?
Yeah, so think of this as, and Malia did a great job there lining out, you know, what's different between beneficiaries and powers of attorney. And so once you get your mind wrapped around the idea of, okay, if I'm going to be listed as a power of attorney for someone, it means that I need to act on their behalf while they're still alive, but unable to act on their own accord, right? That's the concept of what a power of attorney is, which, by the way, is, as Malia said, is a lot more likely than death, actually. A lot more likely than, well, I shouldn't say that. Death is 100%.
Yes.
A lot more likely premature. Than premature. That's right, premature death. So as we think about this, it's a big responsibility. You really need to think through who this person will be because, you know, the financial power of attorney is making financial decisions for you and the healthcare power of attorney is making healthcare related decisions for you. Now, why did this come about in the first place? Well, listen, can you imagine being a doctor, having somebody come in for an emergency, be incapacitated, and you're having to make a decision between four different types of surgeries or medications? Do you really want to be the doctor who sits there and makes that decision? And the answer is no. They do not. they want to say, who is the healthcare power of attorney for this individual who can make decisions for them? Because I need to talk with that person and I need to tell them the options that are available for this patient. So healthcare power of attorney is a very practical document. It's somebody needs to be named to step up to make these decisions, usually while you're incapacitated. Now, there's three different types of healthcare powers of attorney. The first is just what is called a healthcare power of attorney, and it names someone that you trust to make healthcare decisions on your behalf if you're unable to speak for yourself. A healthcare POA, also sometimes known, by the way, as a healthcare proxy or an appointment of a healthcare agent, is more flexible than a living will since it's impossible to predict every possible medical situation. Now, there is a second type of a document known as a living will. As a matter of fact, a lot of people have heard of this. And by the way, most people confuse living will with will. Mm-hmm. A will is just the document that says, once I die, where does all my stuff go, and names guardians for your children. A living will is also, it's almost synonymous with or similar to the healthcare power of attorney. A living will indicates your specific desires about life-sustaining treatments. So your living will should go into as much detail as possible regarding your wishes in a variety of medical situations, such as if you're on life support and three doctors say that it's unlikely that you will recover, do you want the, you know, somebody to pull the plug kind of a thing. Now, in all of this, it used to just be get a will, a financial power of attorney, and a living will. And people would do that. And the problem was the living will would say, if two doctors or three doctors say it, then I want the plug pulled. But no doctor wanted to actually pull the plug. They would say, I want a family member to do it. It's just too much risk for the hospital and for the doctors. So most healthcare power of attorneys now actually cover all of this, believe it or not. It covers the living will. It covers the what's also kind of similar to an advanced directive, which I'll talk about here in a moment. And it also names the person who's going to do it. So again, pretty big responsibilities for somebody. And that's the third leg to the stool is the advanced directive. It essentially, again, combines the living will and a healthcare power of attorney into one document. This document will indicate your health preferences as well as an agent to make additional healthcare decisions for you. So long story short, you want to work with an attorney who will combine those concepts into a singular document that lists advanced directive, what you want to have happen, and who will be the person that will act on your behalf so that if anything, God forbid, occurs to you, you know and trust that you've named somebody to act on your accord.
I've got to ask, what if you don't have one of these things? Who's making these calls?
That's a great question. So as a matter of fact, if you're running a state,
yes,
and you know that 50% of the people in that state don't actually create any of these documents, then you have to create default provisions.
No.
And by the way, do not... Do not rely on default provisions, everybody. And by the way, I actually think the states do a brilliant job with this. I think they really do their best possible effort to make sure that if you haven't done it, they have done it for you. But last time I checked, they don't know that your mother or father or brother or uncle is a coke addict. Mm-hmm. They don't know that. They just have default language that says, here's what needs to happen. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, unfortunately, a judge cannot interpret your personal family circumstances unless these individuals have a record. And therefore, you want to name them because you know a heck of a lot more about your family situation or your friends mm-hmm. than any judge ever could.
Really good guidance. Really good stuff this morning. Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, you can learn more online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Not going to cost you a thing. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll talk a little bit more, kind of wrap things up about some of the importance of these estate planning documents. We'll also go to the Money in Motion listener question corner and do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It's going to be an action-packed segment. We'll love to hear from you next here on Money in Motion with Kloss Financial and 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget about the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And also don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Klaus Financial. Talking this morning about, of course, reviewing your beneficiaries, as well as taking a look at other investments and having those plans in place. So we've talked about on some previous shows about the need for everyone to have their estate planning documents in place. What makes that such an important piece of advice?
Yeah, so usually we start the show when we discuss this topic with trusts and wills, and we eventually get down to beneficiaries and power of attorney documents. And we just wanted to flip that today because sometimes people tune out, and really beneficiaries and power of attorney documents are equally important. So the bottom line is this. Everyone has an estate. Everything that you own, your car, your home, other real estate, checking, savings accounts, life insurance, other investments, all of that is your part of what you own, including furniture and other possessions. So no matter how large or how small your estate is, you're not going to get to take it with you. And so you probably, as CJ mentioned, you probably want to control how those things are given to the people or organizations that you care most about. So please, please, please meet with an estate planning attorney or ask for a referral so that you can see what types of documents you should have in place. Perhaps a will that's actually going to give those instructions, perhaps a trust or both. And really what you're doing is you're making a plan in advance, naming who you want to receive those things. So a 2019 study by Caring.com found that 76% of the respondents believe that it's important to have all these documents in place. However, the reality is only 40% actually do. And you know the reason people don't do these documents is because, number one, they think they're going to die if they do the documents. That's not true. Everyone's going to die. Okay. Now, the second reason is because they're afraid of, okay, if I have to name a guardian to my children, and, you know, maybe I name a sibling and I don't really like them in 5 years and all this, it's very changeable. You just have to make one decision at a time, who in your life makes the most sense to name as a guardian or, you know, as a power of attorney or whatever. All of these things are adjustable. And I think the fear of, oh my goodness, I'm making a life change, a life event decision, and I can't ever change it is not true. You should look back and refresh it and renew it as needed throughout your life.
And as Malia, as you pointed out, people tend to, of course, mornings, we get busy, come and go. A great opportunity as well is to listen back to this podcast as well as previous shows. All you got to do is get to klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Fantastic website, great resource. Also, while you're there, you can submit a question to be answered right here on the show. And this morning in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, got a question from Jonathan. He writes in, I'm planning on retiring in the next 5 years. How much do I need to have saved to do this comfortably? And that seems like a trick one right there.
Yeah, well, that's a great question, Jonathan. Thanks for, I think it's everyone's thinking about that. So of course, as we always say, it depends. Most important thing you can do as you think about retirement is what's the lifestyle you want to lead in retirement. And what we've seen predictably over and over again now is that people generally need about 70 to 80% of whatever their pre-retirement income was, because people honestly don't change their lifestyle a whole lot. They think they are going to, but they really don't. So we really want you to look at what's that lifestyle going to look like. Look at the amount of savings you're going to need to have to fulfill that. And once you determine that, you're going to look at your sources of Social Security, any pension income, any spousal income, perhaps part-time income, and then look at, okay, what am I short of to put together that monthly income? That's where you're going to be pulling off your investable pool of retirement assets or other investments to be able to draw off of to make up the difference. So you really have to start with perhaps meeting with a financial planner to put this all together for you so you can get to your goal. And I would say 5 years at a minimum. We'd like to see people doing it 10 years out, probably.
Very good guidance, as always. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to give them a call at the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Ulta Beauty. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Oh, it's my favorite kind. True or false, a power of attorney for property conveys your medical wishes and decisions. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call with the correct answer. Win that $25 gift card to Ulta Beauty. Again, that's also Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Telephone number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks, John.
Take care, guys. Dr. Hemkes comes your way next year on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.